night of Hanukkah, besides this, Baruch Hashem, it's been tremendous, a beautiful, beautiful night with together Zevi, Tal, the Chevra together. Tonight, Yitzi Mendel, Judd Mendel, Ari Mendel, the beautiful Kehanim, their father's yard site, Rabbeinish Mendel, the yard site is tonight. He's somebody who's very, very linked to our yeshiva. He used to host an event yearly for the yeshiva. He was somebody who was extremely close to the yeshiva, and his sons have impacted the yeshiva tremendously. Reb Beinish was a person of tremendous chesed. He was Maisa Nefesh Mamish. He gave up his life Mamish for chesed. He was somebody who would go to extraordinary lengths to help another yid, and a tremendous, tremendous Maiki Rabbanan. He was very, very, from the closest people in the world to have necessary Finkel, and many, many other tzaddikim and gedolim that he was zaycheh to be mishamish to serve. Those two hanhagos, somebody who loved Yidden, who had a tremendous avas Yisrael, and somebody who had tremendous respect for Talmid HaChamim. People think that if you respect every Yid and you give a reason to respect, I'll tell you what happens in the world. I have seen people mistreat Goyim. Tremendous mistake. It's a break of a Mishnah. But they think they want to be Mechabit and Yid. It's a mistake. A Goy is supposed to be Mechabit. It's nothing short of a Mishnah. Chaviv in Adam Shenever B'Tselem. You're Mechabit a Goy. A Yid, raise the bar. You're Mechabit Goyim already. A Yid is your brother. A Yid is a Ben Hashem. A Yid goes even higher. Raise it extreme. The way we're mechabed gedolim really is how we're supposed to be mechabed a yid. And then a gadol is, and that was Rabbeinish Mendel. He had tremendous kavod and avas Yisrael. He would go to the end of the world for a yid, and then gedolim and tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, tremendous kavod. So I want to share the divrei Torah should be an aliyah for Rav Avram Beinish Ben, Rav Yechiel Yehuda. And the Dvar Torah we share should be an Eloi for his precious neshama. In Allah Nisim, we say, I want to challenge us to think a little bit. We say in Allah Nisim, we speak about Geboirim Biad Chalashim and Rabbim Biad Ma'atim. And the question that all of us, it's a very sincere Chevra, why does it have to be so? Geboirim Biad Chalashim. Make it taste it should be weak people. Get, we have some chiseled chevra in the gym, the guys that can hold their own. Let's get the gibayrim. Let's get the gibayrim and let's talk a match. Gibayrim biad gibayrim. Rabin biad miatim. Let's call the whole chevra. Why not make it a fair fight? What's this rabin biad miatim and gibayrim biad chaloshim? It's very odd. We're people of ishtadlus. We make efforts. And Avada, let's get Gibayrim. I've seen, anybody seen Ariel? He's a chiseled fellow. Get Yankiv, we have Chevra, get called. There was a matzav in yeshiva, somebody was running his head off, so he was running to the matzav. He said, not you, we need David Rose. He wanted a little bit more mass. Get David. What's this rat, what's the Indian Gibayrim biad chaloshim? Why can't it be Gibayrim biad Gibayrim? Why can't it be Rabin biad Rabin? And that there's an important point here that I want to share with every guy here, and I want to plug into this point, this Hanukkah. I want to try to plug into this point in a serious way. One of my favorite Gemaras in Shas, I'd like to study this Gemara with the Chevra. It's the Gemara, it's one of the Gemaras, the Gemara in Shabbos is the Gemara of Hanukkah, and the Gemara Yuma, Daf Samach Tes. And Shimon HaTzadik has a famous confrontation with Alexander Mikno, with Alexander the Great, who was a Talmud of Aristotle, who was a Yevani king. And they have a very famous confrontation that I want to study. The Gemara is on Samach Tes and Yuma, very famous, the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. It says on the 25th day of Teves, this Shabbos was going to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Teves, on the 25th of Teves. It was the day that the Kusim called Alexander Mikdon to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he granted Rishus. The Kusim told Alexander Mikdon that the Yidden are rebellious, and they called down Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he was coming.
So they told Shimon HaTzadik that Alexander is coming. Ma'asa, what did Shimon HaTzadik do? Lavash big day kuna, chiddush nifla. Typically the big day kuna is for lefnai, is in the base HaMikdash. And here he was lavash the big day kuna mibachutz. The Gemara is bothered by this. V'nis'atek be big day kuna, and he wrapped himself in the big day kuna. U'meyakire Yisrael amoy, imoy. And he took from the most precious Yidden, Yikire Yamai. He took the most precious Yidden, Yidden who were wearing talus and tefillin, and he took Helig Yidden. Vavuka shel arbi yadeim, and they all had torches of light. V'chol alayla halalu holchim itzadzeh, v'halalu holchim itzadzeh. They're coming each other, these two armies. Alexander the Great with all his power and force, and Shimon HaTzadik, all the tzaddikim with the big day kuna, wrapped in the big day kuna, are coming towards Alexander the Great, and the whole night they're headed towards each other until Amar HaShachar, until the morning rays. When Amar HaShachar came, Amar Lehem Mi Alalu. Alexander the Great, the first rays of the day shine, and he starts seeing these tzaddikim coming to him. And Alexander asks, Mi alalu, who are these people? Amrulai, they say to Alexander, Yehudim Shamardubach, that the Yidden who've rebelled against you, who you're coming to attack. When he came to Antifra, Zar Chachama, the sun got much brighter, Upagui Zebzeh, and they had a famous encounter. Kivin Sharal Lishimin Atzadik. And Alexander sees Shimon HaTzadik. And Yarad Mimerkavta, he got off his rechev, off his chariot, and he bows, he lowers himself to the floor to Shimon HaTzadik, and his people are shocked. His soldiers who've come for blood, Amrulai, they say to Alexander, Melech Gadol Kamaisra, a great king like you, Yishtachaveh, you're bowing to Yehudi Zeh, to this Yid, Amr Lahem. He says to his soldiers, "Dumos diyoknei shalzeh, the appearance of this man, minatzeches lefanai bebeis milchamti. Whenever I go to war, I see this man's countenance, and he tells me I'm going to win the wars, and he bows down to Shimon HaTzadik, and of course he ends up punishing the kusim and leaves the Beis Hamikdash alone." That scene, that painting, Rabbi Say, that picture of Shimon HaTzadik coming with wrapped in the big day kuna, and he's coming towards the Yevanim armed with all the arms in the world, is the picture and the painting I want to share. I want to tell you as follows. Years ago, there was a friend of mine who was opening a food store in Waterbury. And he came to me to talk it over. He knows that I'm good with food. So he came to talk over. So I said, I want to give you an eitzah. If anybody's ever been to Glock by the Lakewood, it's a nace how fast the food comes out. It's a miracle. It's a big city, a zillion people. You call in your order, you're not sure if the guy heard it or not, and you cannot get the words out of your mouth and your stuff's ready. I brought Rachel a few weeks ago, it's like a nace. You're not hungry, it's kedai to order to see the miracle. I heard a very famous Goyish chain travel there with the top executives to see it, to study the efficiency, some little sort of a plan. It's the most efficient store. So I told the guy who was starting the food establishment in Waterbury, said in a big city, in a very big city, the stress is on efficiency. There are thousands of people there, and the stress is get the food as quickly as possible. I told him, don't try to compete with them. We're Harry's in an out-of-town place. I want my food 6-7 hours later. I'll order pizza today. You can give me my pie tomorrow. I want the guy to be friendly. I want to have the schmooze with the guy. Be us, be proudly us, we're out of towners. Don't try to mimic that. That's an in-town, that's a Lebedeka place. Be outstanding at who we are. Years ago, the local yeshiva Tana, I spoke to YY about this, they had, every year they had a bike-a-thon, men, women, and children would come out. And a guy told me, he's like embarrassed, this kid went off to a yeshivish place, And he came back, he told me, he's like, Shemza, that there's a bikeathon, and I was so proud of our Harryishness. Be us proudly, we're out of town, don't be insecure. Be outstanding, we should have 6 bikeathons a year, not 1. A bachur in yeshiva told me about Eretz Yisrael, he went on a program to tour Eretz Yisrael, and he went on a secular program. He told me that they showed him places in Israel, said they tried to make believe they were Manhattan, they were very poor. Any rave they show me there, I saw much better. He said, show me the holy sites that I can't find anywhere here. I'll play a song in my car to a bachur, he'll laugh at me. He says, by them they have much better that type. You're imitating that. You want to hear something good, Rebbe? I'll play you a lot faster and a lot better. Something heartsick, something connected, now that talks to me. Yavon has real things, and the Yid's journey in Golus, you're going to see real things. Shaykeya ish, muscles are real. Gvura sasus, the strength of horses are real. They're real stuff in Golus. The secret in Golus, Yaakov Avinu, this is the Chag of Yaakov, and Yaakov and Yosef teach us about Golus. Yosef HaTzadik is 17 in a country that has all different things in the country, but Yosef HaTzadik is Ruach Elohim Bo'i. He doesn't budge, Biladai. He's a person who attributes everything. Shem Shemayim is Shagur B'Piv. He stays loyal to who he is, to the Beis Yaakov. Yaakov goes to Lavan's house. There's a lot there, but he stays completely honest. He describes Yaakov Avinu. He says, you went mashashtas kol kelei. You went through every penny of mine, you thief. L'matzasa kli echad. You didn't find one penny that wasn't mine after 2 decades of living by you. Every penny is mine, honesty. And the secret to Golus is to be secure with who we are and what we have. And ultimately, Yosef HaTzadik comes in a bar in Mitzrayim, and he stays true to where he comes from, to what he has. Biladai, Ish Elokim, Shem Shamayim, Shagur B'Piv. And ultimately, he saves the whole country. He ignites, he ends up serving and saving the whole country in famine. Lavan only gets rich from Yaakov Avinu. Ultimately, the Yid that's loyal to who he is and what he has. When Yavon marches at us, it's intimidating because it's real. Gvuras Hasus, there's something there. And the picture of Shimon HaTzadik marching back with Big Day Kuna, with the, being plugged into the deepest reality. Plugged into what's the deepest reality. It's Gibayrim Biyat Chalashim. In the face of Gvura, we choose to be weak and plug into that which is eternal. We plug into tefillah, we plug into sincerity, we plug into avodas Hashem. We march like they march. And the two armies march at each other, but they end up not even battling. There's no battle. We're functioning on a different plane. They actually discover that we're the source of their chiyus. Every time before I battle, I see this man, and his countenance comes and tells me of my successes. We plug into that which we know. We see in Golus all different things that have some meaning, but we're plugged in at a deeper place. So we go to work, so we engage in all different things, but we're doing it different. The picture, that visual is the visual for Hanukkah and for all of Golus, of the impressive Yavan army, loaded, armed, overwhelmingly powerful marching, and Shimon HaTzadik in full confidence marching as well. He's marching and headed right at Alexander, but with a tremendous belief in sincerity, in Avodas Hashem, in being a sincere Yid. And I say this to all of us, no matter who you face. It's true in the Beis Medrash, by the way. You're sitting there, and we sit there with the art scroll, it's so gishmak. Another guy could pile up svarim. You take your avodas Hashem and plug in to your sincerity, to your tefillah, to your, each of us, to our own truths. Plug in, believe in it, plug in, and ultimately we shine the light on the whole world. It starts out looking like an underdog. To the world, you know, in sports today, they're always in games. You watch games, they have percentages. The percent, the chance of teams winning, and they're always giving the odds and numbers. To the world, Gibayrim Biyad Chalashim is like the ultimate mismatch. Shimon HaTzadik walks there with confidence the whole night. It's dark, and in the darkness of the night, a lot of people can't tell what's going on. And in the darkness of the night, there's a big army armed to the gills and scary and overwhelming. And then there's a group of tzaddikim plugged in. And when the rays of the morning come and ultimately explode into a lot of lightness, Alexander gets off his horse and bows to Shimon HaTzadik. He bows to that which is eternally true. I want to tell you a story that happened to me. I'm very competitive by nature. I ain't Hoodie, I'm not Hoodie, but I'm very, very competitive. And when I moved to Waterbury 23 years ago, I had lived in Sanhedrin Rechavet, and there you see Hanukkah lights everywhere. I moved to Waterbury, and I'm walking to Yeshiva, and I saw the lights of the Goyim. I'm just telling you that I felt that they outdid me. I felt outdone. Here the Goyim, so many lights, the trees, the houses. I felt pathetic. I have a little light, four little lights. The guy outdid me. And I was bothered by it. I was very, very troubled. That's all you could do, Dan. Maybe, you know, this guy raps. It's just, so mine's a real light. His is an electric light. A little comfort. It wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough. That his light is so much more than mine. It wasn't enough for me. And I promise you it bothered me. I'm a competitive guy. And I asked myself, this is ridiculous. We drive daily from Durham. There's a park that's a mile or two big, that the whole park, it's by exit 4 on the 691, the whole park is lit up. It's like you could drive off the road. Don't look if you're the driver, if you're the passenger. Check it out. Against the park lit up, and I have four lights. They outdid me, and I want you to please understand this. The answer is that I never heard a guy say, Baruch atah Hashem, L'keinu melech olam asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel, you know what? I never heard a guy say that. They don't make a bracha, and I do. The answer is the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzaveh, my light, and theirs didn't have a tzivui. My light is plugged in, and theirs is not. Our light that's plugged in, our light that comes from Hashem, our light of sincere people who are loyalists to Hashem, that's an eternal light, that's a life-changing light. That light of Yosef HaTzadik, ain't nava v'chacham kamaycha, no nava, no wise person, no intelligence, no lights match your light, because your light is plugged in and theirs is not. I was mitzoveh, I say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. I was mitzoveh to light this light. I'm being a loyalist to Hashem. Trust in the tzivuyim of Hashem. March with full confidence. With confidence, wear your tzitzis, wear your yarmulke. Plug in, learn your Gemara. Learn your Torah, say your prayers, and march with confidence. It's dark outside. And in the darkness of the light, people will think you're nuts. When the light starts shining, they all get off their horses and bow. It's the koyach of the world. Yosef HaTzadik comes out and lights up the whole Mitzrayim. He saves the entire country. Alexander acknowledges that Shimon HaTzadik is the light of the world, is the Or of the Olam. He's the light of the world. I want to say to us all, when you light the Ner Chanukah, to every single one of us, trust in your own ruchnius, your own, yours. And by the way, just like you shouldn't be intimidated by the forces of Yavan, don't be intimidated by the external ruchnius of another person. Your ruchnius, my ruchnius, mine. Somebody asked me a question. I'm going next, in a week and a half, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. The noise is pleasant, the noise is mechayev, the chastinus. The worst minyan, the worst two minyanim I ever went to in my life with the two quietest minyan, the worst minyanim. I don't daven in either place because it's death. It's no chiyus. The goal, of course, you should be quiet by minyanim. That's to be chiyus. People have to be alive. They're quiet. They were very quiet. It's quiet in the Beis HaKvaros also. It's not a good place to pray. Quiet is not. Of course, people should talk. That's not the point. It's talking. There's chiyus. There's some life. It's wonderful. But I want to say, Chevra, that. Where was I headed yesterday? Somebody asked me, the Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody said, how do you figure it out? You have guys who are Shas, Mamish, who know Shas, who've written Svarim, and we come together with Shabbos, and another guy is like struggling with Shabbos. He says, what is it? How can you all sit together, the same room, the same Torah, the same... Like, how is it? So he thought like it's a word of tolerance, no sheikhas. It's a word of sincerity. In the world of sincerity, there's a lot more security. You're not insecure about the next person. Just be sincere with your avodas Hashem. In the world of sincerity, you don't judge, you don't... A bacher came up to me to return a stolen item. He was shaking, I was shaking from the guy. This holy yid said, I need to return this item. It was like frighteningly holy. See, a yid involved in a mitzvah. Who judges? Who knows anything? A yid b'shas, a mitzvah is a shas chedvisa. A yid is a big place. A yid b'shas is avlokas amenayra. The halacha is when you're in the middle of working, for a gadol hador, you're not allowed to stand up. In the middle of working, you're a ganav. You're in the middle of working. A yid walks by involved in a mitzvah, stop your work instantly and stand up. That's how we paskin. A yid b'shas a mitzvah, yid can get brachas. It's not equal. A gadol hador's brachas not the same as a yid b'shas a mitzvah. You light at lucka afterwards, sit down and give out brachas. Anybody you want, your bracha. When we bench, we start giving out our rachamans. A yid's plugged in. He's doing a mitzvah. He's plugged in. Our lights were plugged in, and their lights, there's no tzivoy, there's no command. We make a bracha, they don't. And our light lights up the world. And I say to each person, don't be intimidated by things that are loud and strong and overwhelming. With confidence, with sincerity, bring your bracha, bring your prayer. I gave musa to a bacher, wasn't coming to minyanim in yeshiva, and I was stark with him. What's wrong with you? He looked at me, said, I pray to Hashem all the time. I talk to God. He said, I don't understand public prayers. I don't understand prepared prayers. And he has what to learn, but he said, I talk to God all the time. Don't ever bow. Don't ever be afraid. Don't have confidence in your ruchnius. Each one plug in with sincerity to your bracha, to your prayer, to your learning, to your journey, to our beautiful steps, each one with tremendous confidence. My picture of Hanukkah, of each yid lighting his menorah, every yid, mahadrim and a mahadrim, every yid lighting his menorah. My picture is Shimon HaTzadik in full confidence. He's marching. It's such a gorgeous picture. It's the picture of Hanukkah. An army marching this way, and Yakirei Yerushalayim, the beautiful Yidden of Yerushalayim, confidently in the darkness, marching towards with confidence, with optimism, with knowledge. And ultimately, when Amud HaShachar meets, the light breaks. And the king gets off his horse and bows to Shimon HaTzadik. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give all of us the siyata d'shmaya to have confidence in our ruchnius, to plug in asher k'dishanu b'mitzvaysav b'tzivanu l'alek ner shulchanukah. Understand the power of a yid doing a mitzvah, tzivui. I was commanded, the loyal yid in his own journey, in his own story, go forth with confidence. Don't be nishtaymen from other things. And ultimately, each one of us, our light should light up the world with the coming of Mashiach Meher V'Yamein.
Amen. Amen.